Welcome to this series of lectures on interpreting contemporary art. This morning, I'd like to look at the whole issue of contemporary art. What it is, how do we interpret it, what are its uses, and does art, in effect, have any advantages or disadvantages for society? I think at this point, it's important for me to clarify that I am looking at art from two main perspectives. Firstly, art as something made by and appreciated by individuals, and secondly, art's relationship with society, as it is society that supports, protects, and encourages art. And I'm hoping that this lecture will act as a springboard for you to revisit your own artistic experiences and question your own ideas of what contemporary art means. Throughout this series of lectures, I'll be looking at various examples of art to illustrate my points. However, if at any point I show you an example which is unfamiliar, then please tell me, as it is imperative that you be able to use your past experiences so that you can check to see if your ideas agree with mine. So if you have not seen a particular work of art before, then this will not work. And let me remind you now that at the end of these lectures, you will be given a written assignment which will consist of a 2,500-word critical essay. This is not an art review, but an analysis of what you think this kind of art means. Okay, so what is contemporary art? Well, my view is that contemporary art reflects a particular time in history. In terms of Western civilization, this is the period that became known as the Renaissance, which began roughly in 1450. But this becomes confusing as the modern era is also considered to be from 1789, from the time of the French Revolution. Added to this are modern ideas and modern art that developed from 1890. This period has also been called the turn of the century. To try and somehow bring all these periods together, I shall define contemporary art as any art created from 1920 up until the present day. Turning now to the question of whether or not art is useful for society. When we look back at the history of the West, we can see that there has been a tradition, especially in Western Europe, of art that was official. This meant that the government sponsored or subsidized the art. It could be said, therefore, that art has a cultural use, in that it can represent both the culture and history of a country. And let's remember what I said earlier, that this is both the history and culture of a particular time. Now, the disadvantage of this kind of official art is that it tends to be academic. And by that, I mean it is art that requires the person looking at it to be educated in art, at least to some extent. So it seems to me that this restricts this type of art to a particular social group. And whether you agree with this concept or not will depend on if you believe that art should be accessible to everyone. Of course, with the rapid developments in technology and advertising, the television, computer, and various forms of digital media, art has changed. And although there will always be a need for art to be subsidized by governments, we see today art forms that are surviving on individual subsidy. Sometimes this is through the support of wealthy patrons, such as businessmen or famous people. But it also operates on a more simple level. I refer here to the art that is done on walls and in streets, sometimes called amateur art. But it is the art of graffiti, and it is now accepted as an art form in itself. So here we come to what I see as another advantage for society, in that art is a means by which people can express their ideas, their feelings. Of course, in the case of graffiti, there is much debate as to whether the advantages outweigh the more negative side, which is when graffiti artists paint on public buildings. This creates unnecessary expense and also damages these buildings, which are meant for public use. We will be looking at some examples of this later on. Now, many critics of contemporary art have pointed to art that is often violent and even obscene. But I would like to suggest that such art is not meant to only shock us. It also has the element of exposure, so it can teach us about the violence in society. This then brings us to another advantage of art. It can raise awareness, help us see things in a different light. The disadvantage of this is that art can be dangerous. What I'm saying here is that if we accept that contemporary art has the power to influence our feelings and attitudes, then we have to accept that art can evoke negative feelings like anger as much as it can give us feelings of hope and peace. But art is, after all, about us, so it can be about our beliefs and our behaviour. And as human beings, we possess both positive and negative traits. I'd like to show you some slides now to illustrate what I've been talking about.